Diva Kodra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Top Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. You know, friends, every week I thoroughly enjoy putting this playlist together for this little programme of ours. And I know our little programme is taken by a number of stations around the world. And putting the programme together is great fun for me. But this week, for some reason or other, I seem to have got great buzz out of listening to the tracks that I'm going to play for you. And I hope you get the same buzz out of them. There are some old favourites and some new favourites and tracks we haven't heard before. All of them have an Irish slant about them. They're either sung by an Irish person or played by an Irish person or written by an Irish person. You get the idea. It's some connection with Ireland. Hence, Sounds Irish. We're starting with our Daniel O'Donnell track. Now, we might get two in. I won't make any promises. But our first track on the programme, Daniel O'Donnell, with a song that an aunt of mine used to sing really well. He's telling us all about the Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows, you may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower
you may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild eyes.
Well, there are many roses in Ireland. Every county has its rose, but that one, well, Daniel O'Donnell telling us all about the wild Irish rose. I've said it on the programme numerous times, friends, that I think every county in Ireland, the 32 counties, has a song written about it. I'm going to go over to the west of Ireland now, to County Leitrim. This was a huge hit for Larry Cunningham. Had a big deep voice. And he had a big hit, as I say, with this one entitled Lovely Leitrim.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's bands in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and light. I headed off for Carrick town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers widely grow, and I saw the grave of Finnmacool where the Shannon waters flow. The next I saw was Fianna town with her ancient and walls, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the Shannon walls. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow.
Now, I am aware that technically that recording left a little bit to be desired, but I did want to use it. It was Larry Cunningham and Lovely Leitrim. Now we're going to liven it up a little bit with a track from De Dannan. Now, this is, well, as far as I'm aware, this particular song is an Irish-American song that was written in the, I think, what, the early 1900s or 1910s or 20s, around that particular time, Irish-American. And it's De Dannan featuring Maura O'Connell telling us all about Irish Molly O.
sweet acushna dear. I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's springtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, won't the game be gone? And I look the same, my Irish molly, oh.
If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Dead Annan featuring Maura O'Connell and my Irish Molly O. Now it's the turn of my favourite Irish ballad group. Regular listeners will know that that's the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're singing yet another of those emigrant songs entitled My Green Valleys. Listen to the lyrics.
The seagulls are calling and the wind is in the sail, and she's fast moving out to the sea on a ship bound for St. John, 3,000 miles away. A human cargo, my comrades and me. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you'll be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. It hurts me to think of the things I left behind, though the famine has blackened our land. And to look now for something that I might never find is a problem that now is at hand. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you'll be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. There's a fever a raging and the winds have died away, and the journey can no longer be. Though the plague is a shadow that lingers night and day, for more thoughts of green valleys I'll see. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you'll be, I am sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see.
Now, I know I should have explained a little bit before I played that track. It paints the scene of a ship leaving Ireland to go to America. And this follows the famine of 1846, when millions of people left Ireland to go to America to seek a living elsewhere because there was a huge potato blight famine in the country. And many of them, well, they died on the way because they were just put down in the holds of the ship and the fever broke out, the plague broke, and many of them just died and were thrown overboard. I hope that paints a little bit of explanation for you there. My Green Valleys from the Dublin City Ramblers. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that there would be favourites on this week's programme, and this is another of my favourites that I play. I seem to play them almost every week. This is a version by Louise Morrissey of the Percy French song Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. Now, this was featured in the movie The Blue Lagoon. It's a long time ago. But it was sung in the movie by the guy that was acting the part of Paddy Buttons. I'm speaking of Noel Purcell. And I had the good fortune to meet Noel Purcell some years afterwards. And he was delighted when the two of us sang together this song. It's Louise Morrissey's interpretation of Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, which, by the way, is in County Cavan.
Just turn to the left at the bridge of the Nave and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. It's there you'll find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come.
Riley to me.
Come home, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Beautifully sung there by Louise Morrissey. And what else could we do but play a track by Paddy Riley? And this one was always a big favourite in the Bollard household when I was growing up.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song, I forget I was weary before. Far ahead where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest, and the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little gray home in the west. There are arms that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble-down nest. But with love blooming there, why, no place can compare with my little gray home in the west. But with love blooming there, why, no place can compare with my little gray home in the west.
Paddy Riley, he of the Fields of Athenry fame, singing for us there, My Little Gray Home in the West. Now, the last time I played that on the programme, it was by Frank McCafferty. And by strange coincidence and clever planning on my playlist part, I've got a Frank McCafferty track for you now. This was not an Irish song. In fact, it was a big hit, I think, way back when, for Jimmy Rosselli. But Frank McCafferty, and they don't come much more Irish than Frank, he's giving us his interpretation of When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New.
Each dream that I dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver clouds I can still see the gold ring that's there. Love's old plan is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, ring was new, and each dream that I dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver clouds your hair, I can still see the gold ring that's there. Love's old plan is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, can still see the gold ring that's there. Love's old plan is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, when your old wedding ring was new.
When your old wedding ring was new, from Frank McCaffrey. I'll give him his proper name, hailing from County Mayo, and a nice version. And here's another link yet again, because we're still on the subject of rings, because this is the big hit that Dermot O'Brien had a good few years ago, and he's telling us all about the Cladda ring. Now, Cladda, as I've told you before, lovely little town in County Galway, and, well, it's well known for its Cladda ring, the Cladda ring that has, well, it's a ring that has clasped hands on it. And actually, as I'm doing this recording, I'm just looking. I've got two Cladda rings, one on each hand. Anyway, enough said. Here's Dermot O'Brien with a very old recording of the Cladda ring.
The old Cladda ring, sure it was my grandmother's. She wore it a lifetime and gave it to me. All through the long years, she wore it so proudly. It was made when the Cladda rose down to the sea. What tales it could tell of trials and of hardships and of grand happy days when the whole world could sing. So away with your sorrow, it will bring love tomorrow. Sure everyone loves it, the old Cladda ring. With the crown and the crest to remind us of honor and clasping of a heart that God's blessing would bring. The circle of gold always kept homes contented with true love entwined in the old Cladda ring. As she knelt at her prayers and thought of her dear ones, her soft gentle smile, it would charm a king. On her warm hand, as she told me her story, you could see the bright glint of the old Cladda ring. It was her gift to me, and it made me so happy. With this on my finger, my heartbeats would ring. No king on his throne could be half so happy as I am when wearing my old Cladda ring.
when the angels above call me up to heaven, in the heart of the Tlatter their voices will sing. Sing away with your sorrow, you'll be with us tomorrow. Be sure and bring with you the Outlander ring.
Be sure and bring with you the old Clado ring from Dermot O'Brien. Now for a singer that I don't feature too often on Sounds Irish because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. But I do have some. I'm speaking, of course, of Red Hurley. Now, Red is still singing. He's doing a lot of gospel work at the moment, and wherever he appears, particularly in Ireland, he gets great crowds, and he always did. I'm going to play for you now a track that I had the good fortune to write for Red some years ago, let's put it like that, when I was going through a sort of a songwriting phase in my musical career. Listen to Red Hurley as he sings Hold Me Just One More Time.
Hold me just one more time. Love me before you leave me. Who knows when we will meet again, darling. What can I do now the moment has gone, when you must be going away? What can I do as the tears start to fall? How can I beg you to stay? My nights will be lonely, my days will be long, my dreams will be only of you. Think of me sometime when you're far away. I'll be here thinking of you. Ever replace the warmth that I feel in your touch, the soft tender magic of your sweet embrace, darling. I love you so much. When you're away, all my skies turn, they'll be blue. Darling, I'll miss you while you're far away. Tell me that you miss me too.
Red Hurley, who hails from Dublin, singing a song written by yours truly, Hold Me Just One More Time. Now, friends, we hear the beautiful sound of the Irish whistle, so beautifully played for us by Joni Madden, painting a lovely picture. The waves of Kilkee. Kilkee is in County Clare, on the west coast of Ireland. And as it starts, you'll hear the waves washing up against the coast. And then the beautiful sound, as I say, Joni Madden. Mm-hmm.